I developed an avid interest in World War II history while living in Germany. I've visited numerous monuments, museums, and concentration camps, trying to get my head and heart around the reality of what happened during those times. It's one thing to know the facts, another to have sympathy for the victims, but incomprehensible to relate to the lasting horror and heartbreak of survivors. Adolf Eichmann, the architect of the Final Solution, was hiding in plain sight in Argentina when he was identified by a local and his daughter. In 1960, a Mossad team performed an extraction to bring Eichmann to trial in Israel. Operation Finale is based loosely on that true story. I say loosely because a stickler for details would spot errors and distortions. They took dramatic license to compact the timeline, enhance the drama, and create empathy for the characters, but the technique works for me. Notable errors included changing the sex of the Mossad doctor from male to female, providing a romantic interest for the main character. They downplayed the fact it took 2 years and much persistence on the part of Lothar Herrmann and daughter Sylvia to convince Mossad they had identified the real Eichmann. Ben Kingsley's excellent performance quite possibly exaggerated Eichmann's sense of humor, and I was distracted by the 74-year-old actor portraying a 54-year-old Nazi with or without plastic surgery. The impact of seeing the dates of 1960 and 61 emblazoned on the screen startled me. I did the math. This wasn't ancient history. It happened during my lifetime. I was 4 years old, but those young Mossad members were teens during the war, survivors who'd personally experienced tragic loss. Assassination would have been the quickest, easiest, and maybe preferred method for this team, yet they risked their lives to extract Eichmann and bring him to trial. A film quote from the Israeli Prime Minister explains why. For the first time in our history, we will judge our executioner. For the sake of the world, do not fail. My friend, who'd spent her whole career in Germany, said she was most impacted when Eichmann's son Klaus, who was involved in the semi-underground Nazi party in Argentina, reacted to his father's capture by climbing to the roof of their home to brazenly display the Nazi flag. 1960, the Nazi party and attitude was alive, well, and itching to rise to power again. Details like the one I just described were no doubt added for dramatic value, as were many other powerful scenes, passing by in an instant, but with lasting impact. Operation Finale is rated PG-13 and runs 2 hours and 3 thrilling minutes. This is Barbara Bretz with your Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.